How are you today, Mayor?
Doing fine. How about you, Joe?
Doing well, thank you. I'm happy it's going to be rain and not snow.
Indeed. I love a little snow, but, you know, not yet.
Yeah, no. Maybe on April 4th at 7 p.m. for 10 minutes.
Well, actually, I love a little bit for the kids around Christmas time. It's always kind of cool. But after that, I have no use for it.
Well, it got me to thinking, when does the city hitch up the plows and all the fun winter stuff?
Yeah, actually, they have that down to a science. So the vehicles are ready. The salt pile is all stacked up and ready to go. Plenty of material there. Contractors are lined up. We had this discussion, as you know, I'm on the Mass Department of Transportation Board of Directors, and each year they struggle with the amount of contractors they can get to clear the highways. So it's going to be challenging going forward in years to come with cities and towns trying to find people that want to do this kind of work. Hmm. Nobody wants to do that kind of work anymore.
Interesting. They're having the same issue, I know, in some places with ambulance personnel, ambulance drivers. A lot of smaller towns have a regional service, and they're having a real shortage in that area.
Yes. Well, the pay isn't great, and numbers are down. When you talk about population and population maturity and growth and not a lot of new population, that affects every industry across the board. That's why, states are dependent on, population increases in so many areas. So it's a challenge. I mean, we're having, I mentioned the plow drivers, mm-hmm. trying to get people with CDL drive licenses and so forth now. It's getting hotter and hotter. So yep. It's tricky. Everybody wants to sit behind a desk and make big money, I guess.
It was an issue with school bus drivers as well. I know that's always
a constant
need there. Yeah, I mean, these are important jobs, so they need to be filled by personnel for sure. So there are opportunities there for folks who are interested, and there are some for sure. Yeah. Speaking of transportation, I guess it's a good time to mention that beginning yesterday, for the first time in like 25 years, there are no speed restrictions on the Red Line.
It's tremendous. We met last week, MBTA Board of Directors, and went over the challenges over the last couple of years. Phil Lang came on more than a year ago and done a remarkable job as general manager, and we went over the whole map of the slow zone. It's incredible. There's only a handful left, and I think they're on the green line.
Yep.
But yes, the red line is far more efficient. I've actually talked to some folks who use it now back regularly. They get back out of the car. They were so frustrated, and understandably so, but someone was telling me they work at Mass General, and it's a 30-minute train ride to work. So that's pretty darn good. You get in the car, that's an hour. So we are making good progress, and I'm proud of where we're at. We have work to do. And I know the legislature is going to be weighing with the governor what the plan is long-term fiscally, because financially it just not going to make it the way the system is. And by the way, this is true of every metro system in the country. They're all facing these fiscal cliffs and challenges on how to collect revenue and meet the budget of the day.
Well, as the general manager explained, costs don't stay stagnant, but however the fares have, and that's just not a tenable formula for sure.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And by the way, their fares never cover the whole thing. There was always legislative action budget-wise and advertisement and leases on real estate. The fares is only one component.
Here in Quincy, do you think that there's a viability for an actual year-round ferry service out of Squantum Point Park?
Oh, I do think that'll happen.
Really?
Absolutely. We have David Perry is the head of now ferry service for the T. He was appointed several months ago. The first time in the history, the T has somebody just focusing on ferry service. Hmm. The service out of Hingham was robust. What we did out of Marina Bay is far more than we've had. So I think there is a strong feeling that, yes, if you build it, they will come. If you have a regular, timed, efficient operation out of there, people will start to use it on a regular basis. The other piece we're working on is we're trying to create the bus redesign to get a bus stop out toward Marina Bay. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that work at, FedEx and Boston Scientific that depend on public transportation. And you could also make a connection to Marina Bay for some folks for just to be out there and eating, enjoying the place, and of course there's people that work out there that depend on public transportation. Yep. So we're combination of a new bus service out there and long-term ferry would be phenomenal.
Yeah, that's, it might actually ease the crunch on the Neponset Bridge that we see every day.
Gosh, you know, yeah, they're mostly 3A people.
Yes, exactly, just heading into Boston, right? Yep.
Right.
So, Mayor, can we talk a little bit about, I know I ask you every week about Eastern Nazarene College, but I know last week you'd mentioned that there was potentially unconfirmed reports of a buyer interested in the property. Anything more to add to that?
No, we haven't. Okay. We haven't heard back from them. Them being the players at mm-hmm. ANC regarding that. There's rumors around, but yeah, nothing substantiated yet.
Okay. And as you're well aware, the Family Welcome Center the state's running there is going to be relocating too once the school closes to another part of Quincy Center for some limited service. Is that right?
That's my understanding, and not exactly the way it was operating there, but mm-hmm. there's some limited services. Yes. Bay State Community Services is the nonprofit that the state engaged with to help them with some of that, in addition to working with the ANC. So I think Bay State will continue to have some limited role in assisting some of the migrants.
Yeah. What's the current status of the plan to have the overlay district for 55 and over housing?
I got to check in with Mr. Walker to see where we are with the council committees on that.
Okay.
I believe it's gotten the nod, but I don't know if it was the final official vote.
Okay. Council will meet next month. We can find out more about that.
Yep.
Now it's time to have some fun.
Absolutely.
this is it, the fun week in Quincy.
It sure is. We have more than one, Joe, but this is certainly a big one.
It's a big one for you. That's true, we do. I shouldn't say that. Every week is fun in Quincy, right, Mayor?
As long as I'm the mayor, absolutely.
So we've got Thanksgiving, we've got lights, we've got Santa, we've got skating, we have a menorah, we have everything.
We've done it all.
Yes.
Actually, tonight I'm heading to the Hall of Fame, North Quincy High Hall of Fame dinner. It's an annual event. They host the seniors from each school, coaches speak, and they induct folks from both high schools to play football. And I think it's about 40 years now they've been doing this,
wow.
Joe, so it's been going on a long time. So to me, that is kind of the official kickoff of the week. And then, of course, Thursday, the big game.
Mm-hmm.
Which is always interesting. You never know with that game. Both teams are decent. We'll see what happens. The weather's supposed to be challenging.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
That will be also a little interesting.
Yes.
And, you know, unfortunately, that may keep some of the crowds down, but we'll see what happens. And, of course, the big weekend. I mean, Friday night has turned into a huge event on its own. Never mind the whole weekend.
True.
We expect 3,000 or 4,000 for the turning on the lights, and we got some new twists for that this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we got a big screen coming.
Oh, I heard about that. Yes.
Yeah, so it was tight to squeeze in front of town hall between the church, and
mm-hmm.
now we're gonna have a screen off to the side that everything will be projected on the screen.
Yeah.
Earlier in the day, there's gonna be Christmas programs up on the screen, the old specials that were on TV, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and all those.
Wonderful Life, I'm sure.
That stuff. So you know, we got a great singer with a band for some of the beautiful Christmas music that we can enjoy this time of year, and then a little sing-along when Santa comes out. So mm-hmm. a couple of other little twists I'll leave for people to figure out when they get there, but obviously there's hot chocolate, hot cider, donuts, popcorn, candy canes. And the beauty of this weekend, it's all free, Joe.
Yep.
Families have had a tough couple of years with inflation and all, and they're looking for things to do as a family, and this is awesome for people. And then, of course, we also encourage people that go out and have dinner in one of our great restaurants in Quincy here, either before the event or after the event.
Absolutely. And then not too far away is the Kilroy Square Holiday Market as well. I have told there are over 100 vendors this year.
That's terrific.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
But yeah, this is Friday, 5 to 8 p.m. is the time for the Hancock Adams Common
Extravaganza. Yeah, so I just want to know, the turning on the lights go on around 6:30-ish. I know some people with real little ones can't hang around for too long
mm-hmm.
if it's chilly. So.
Yep.
That's the goal. The musicians, I think, kick off around 6:10, 6:15.
Mm-hmm.
The turning of the lights of Santa comes out around that 6:30, 6:35 range for people that are interested.
Very good. Okay. Doesn't stop there, though.
No, that's right. Saturday, by helicopter, Santa drops in at Passion Field, which has been a tradition for a long time. It's a little easier exit for him out of a helicopter than it was for a plane. So we're really happy with that.
He's hung up his parachute, yes.
And rightfully so.
Yes.
And then we've got a number of costume characters that will be up there for the kids as well.
Yeah.
Then, of course, the big parade is Sunday. Yeah. Noontime kickoff, Hancock and Hannon, North Hancock Street to North Lindsay High School. It's supposed to be chilly, sunny but chilly, so
yep.
We encourage people to bundle up.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. And this is the 71st this year, and I'm told there'll be some special Quincy 400 displays.
Yes, the Quincy 400 team has been working on a couple of floats, so they're working that, and it should be interesting. The parade's always a great parade. One of the best bands now that matches each year is our own Quincy, North Quincy High School band. They do incredible job.
Award-winning now. They are awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And I'm told an old tradition in the parade is coming back this year. It's been away for a few years. I think folks will enjoy it. I won't say any more than that.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
And then Monday, the skating rink opens.
That's correct. Yeah, the rink, I was over there the other day walking through, and it's a perfect setup. The rink is actually a little bit larger than the one over on McConville Way that we had last year. But it's a beautiful setup right by the garage and, of course, across the courthouse. So at night, people can park in there as well.
Sure.
And then, you know, you can enjoy some of the restaurants right around that area. So it's I know people really enjoy this, particularly families. Give them something to do here and there, particularly on the vacation periods with kids when parents are looking for things to do.
Yes.
But it was well received, so I'm thrilled it's coming back.
Very good. Any other Thanksgiving message, Mayor, to this year?
Just one of gratitude. Certainly, yeah. I'm grateful to serve as mayor of this great city with so many incredible, dedicated public employees, and you know, whether it's police, fire, teachers, laborers, clerks, department heads, department managers. People work very, very hard in the city, and the city is doing very well. And, you know, when you contrast that with some other parts of our country, but certainly the challenges right now in the world, whether it's the Ukraine, whether it's the Middle East, whether it's a lot of people aren't aware that the troubles that are in Africa right now, it's a problem world right now. A lot of war and a lot of famine and a lot of violence. So we should, first of all, remember the people around the world and pray for them, but we also should just take a moment and be grateful. I mean, sometimes you see all the negativity in the world we live in, and gosh, you know, life is short, and we should enjoy every day. And certainly in this city, in this area of the country, we've been blessed tremendously. So, you know, let's come together, thank God for all the blessings, and enjoy the beautiful season that we're entering. And I mean, Thanksgiving is one of my favorites. I mean, the game, then you eat and conversation, and take a nap, then you eat again, more conversation, and maybe one more sandwich before you hit the sack.
That's right.
It's one of the really fun holidays with less stress and less pressure. You know, it's easy for me to say I'm not cooking, but but it's a great time of the year, and you know, we certainly pay attention to our challenges, but we should really take a deep breath of pause and say, wow, pretty damn good in this country. It's still a great country.
To you, your family, your staff, Mayor, a very happy, healthy Thanksgiving holiday. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe, to you and the staff at QATV, and those folks out there listening today as well. Enjoy. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.